Sudden Terror, written by John Wheeler, read by Shane Browning. On Monday, May 22, Salman Ramadan Abidi, a 22-year-old Briton of Libyan descent, detonated an improvised explosive device as concertgoers were leaving the Manchester Arena in the United Kingdom. Besides Abidi, 22 people were killed, and approximately 120 were injured. It was the deadliest attack in the United Kingdom since the London bombings on July 7, 2005. And the first in Manchester since the 1996 bombing by the Provisional Irish Republic Army. How does one make sense of such actions in the light of the Bible? First and most importantly, an evil being of great power rules this world. The adversary, Satan and slanderer, devil, is a murderer and a liar. See John 8, verse 44. He deceives the whole world. See Revelation 12, verse 9, and Ephesians 2, verses 1 through 3. He and his fellow fallen angels are our real enemies in this life, both directly and as they work with and through our fellow human beings. See Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20, and 1 Peter 5, verse 8. Unless we understand this, nothing else in this present evil world truly makes sense. Second, in Satan's world, human nature has always been the same. Jesus Christ taught that what comes from inside a man, including the spirit of murder, is what defiles him. See Matthew chapter 15, verse 19, and Mark chapter 7, verses 21 through 23. This problem is not unique to any one religion, ethnicity, or body politic. It is part of the human condition. Rich or poor, male or female, young or old, it doesn't matter. We all have what the Apostle Paul called the law of sin which dwells in us. See Romans chapter 7, verses 22 and 23, and Galatians 5, verses 16 through 24. If we do not master this, it will master us. See Genesis chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, even leading some to commit murder, verses 8 through 12. Third, biblical prophecy warns what will happen when human nature goes unchecked. At the time of the end, when the transgressors have reached their full measure, the world will become dangerous indeed. See Daniel 8, verse 23, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 5, and Romans 1, verses 18 through 32. The Bible explains what will happen specifically to certain nations, and generally to the whole world. See Matthew chapter 24, verses 6 through 7. In time, the great Middle Eastern power will attack and be counterattacked by the final revival of the Roman Empire. See Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 through 43. We certainly are seeing the first rumblings of that eventual geopolitical earthquake in our modern world, but the fourth point may be the hardest for any of us to face. Long ago, God prophesied to ancient Israel and to Israel's end-time descendants what would happen when Israel let its human nature under Satan's influence go unchecked. The very first punishment the eternal God warned Israel about was sudden terror. See Leviticus chapter 26, verse 16, Revised Standard Version. The Hebrew word is bihala, which means dismay, sudden terror or ruin or alarm. See the abridged BDBG lexicon. In the days of Israel's judges, God brought just that upon rebellious Israel again and again, thanks to attacks and raids by foreign nations. Today, the specific tactic called terrorism is having the same effect, not just on the end-time houses of Israel and Judah, but on many nations in the rest of the world, and for the same reason, because humanity has forsaken God. Now more than ever, the world needs to understand who the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are. Not just the Jews, but the nations of the United Kingdom, Northwestern Europe, and their descendants around the world, in particular the descendants of Joseph, the British Empire and Commonwealth, and also the United States, made the world of the 19th and 20th centuries what it was, more than any other nations. There are reasons why Great Britain and the United States have dominated the world for so long. There are also reasons why that preeminence will be taken away completely. See Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 4 through 7. And why the rest of the world will face the same eventual hour of trial. See Revelation chapter 3, verse 10. Our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, explains the origins and destiny of the tribe of Joseph. No story in human history is more important or more compelling. Be sure to watch the latest episode of TW Now for more insights, and keep an eye out for future live webcasts on this sobering subject.